signing off. I'll be seeing you all next week at 4 o'clock. Remember, there's a time to dance, a time to mourn, a time to laugh, a time to be silent, a time to gather stones, and a time to cast away stones. And the time to make up your mind about music is never. This is WMFO Medford.
I try so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Hello, this is Josh, a.k.a. Maverick, with the Oldies Power Hour. It's just me for now, but we got a few more folks coming in a couple minutes. We're going to start you off with a real classic from the Hollies, so keep it tuned here on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
like hell is ringing out. There's no way the band could lose.
Hello, you're listening to the Oldies Power Hour with Maverick, no Goose. Shout out to Goose, aka Thomas Henderson, for being in Halligan right now. Bit of a story. This weekend I had to go get some shoes and some stuff from Boston, and I was going to do it today, but Thomas says, no, I really, really want to do the radio show today because I haven't been on for a while. So I'm like, all right. So I did my shopping yesterday. I text Thomas today, checking to see if he's available, and he is, in fact, in Halligan because he didn't finish the easiest Comp 40 assignment. So, shout out to you, Thomas. Also, shout out to Thomas's dad, Ron Hendrickson. Thank you for tuning in, even if Thomas is not here. So, we have a couple good songs coming up next. We have one from America and another from the Bee Gees. So, keep it tuned here. Enjoy.
La 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 la
Hello, you're listening to The Oldies Power with Maverick and No Goose. I am Josh, a.k.a. Maverick, and with me I have Mixmaster Scandi.
Yo, yo, yo.
Beats King Kev.
Hey, what's up?
And I have my very good friend, Matt Estabrook.
Nice to be here.
It is.
Estabrook.
And Matt Estabrook went to my high school back in Falmouth, Maine, and he is a very talented musician.
I'd like to share a story.
No, that doesn't have to happen. So tonight, if you don't know, Estabrook's band, Waterwalk, and another friend of mine's band, Dirty Nalgene, are playing at the Crane Room tonight, and it's going to be dope. So you should be there. Estabrook, what can we expect?
Well, you can expect some beautiful, strange sounds many different instruments at once. Feel your body enveloped with the sounds of jazz and funk and rock.
So if any of that appeals to you, make sure to stop by the Crane Room tonight at 9 till whenever.
Mike is intrigued.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. So happy Saturday, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. How was everyone's week?
It's good, Josh.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Mike, how was your weekend?
Pretty good, Josh. Thank you for asking me.
How was your psych study?
It was great. Thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
Actually showing up. instead of saying you'll show up and then not showing up.
But yep. I never said I would show up.
It was a surprise. It was a surprise.
I said I wouldn't show up and then I did show up.
Yeah, that was
much better.
Yeah.
So much better.
And you did get a haircut, which was weird. You didn't lie about that either.
Why would I lie about that?
I don't know.
Very easy to check if I was lying.
No, that's why I thought you were just like, yeah, I'm like
Josh has some traumatic experiences with haircuts from his childhood.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm. I do.
Do you remember that one you got in seventh grade? That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a, yeah, legendarily bad one.
Yes.
It was.
Yes.
Josh White, English major.
Legendarily.
English minor.
Josh White, unemployed.
I'm only minoring in being unemployed. Majoring in comp sci, so we're all set. Sort of. Except I can't read or talk.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a big problem.
I love you.
Estabrook, what song do we have coming up next? Because I forgot.
Well, we have a classic from the early 80s featuring Phil Collins.
Oh, yes. Coming up next, Phil Collins' song. You technically can't say both the song and the artist at the same time. So you'll just have to find out. Keep it tuned here on 91.5 WMFO. Hello, you're listening to the Oldies Power Hour with Josh, Mixmasters Candy, Beast King Kev, and Matt Essebrook. Thank you for listening. We have a PSA for you. Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing the Logan Airport?
Yeah.
Are you annoyed by the greatly increased airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days?
Yeah.
Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision from June of 2013.
That sucks.
Stop.
This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this and will hold its next monthly meeting on Monday, April 11th from 7 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. at the Winchester Public Library, 80 Washington Street in Winchester. For more information, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org on the web. A public service message from Boston West Fair Skies and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. As you can tell, Mike is very...
That was enlightening.
...into this issue.
I had no idea.
I don't know. It would be pretty annoying.
Sometimes
I
hear planes, and I'm like, oh.
I'm just annoyed.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. I would be pretty annoyed if I lived under a...
You do.
...a plane all the time. Not constantly.
It's like constantly living under a plane.
It's constant noise.
You do... You would not constantly live under a plane.
Well, it just falls around.
Of planes. I would
well,
be
you
very...
could have a hovercraft constantly yeah. hovering over you.
You could.
You could have a drone.
Mm. Matt raises a valid point.
Wow. These are the things you got to think about.
Should we give some shout-outs?
You start, yeah.
Okay. Well,
shout-out to Skittles. Mm. I really enjoy a nice bag of Skittles after a long day's work.
Yes. Mm. Speaking of Skittles, shout-out to... Lucy Turner and Caitlin Duffy, who are currently on hour 7 of shopping, which is...
Lucy Turnbaugh, man.
And...
which is what you call a lot of shopping.
It is. Yeah. Hey, Josh, you did some shopping
yeah,
yesterday.
You did some shopping
I did
yesterday.
Do some shopping. I got...
just a small town girl living in an uptown.
That was... I did
that's
look,
two songs.
I yeah, combined you them.
that was a quality Snapchat. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
What did I get? I got a couple of t-shirts. I got some pants, some chinos.
You got some shoes?
I got some dope shoes.
Waterloo!
I got, and then I got some jeans. So it was a successful trip.
Did you acquire any Uggs in this trip?
I didn't get any Uggs. I got, I got some desert boots. I don't know. I think that's what they're called.
Oh, are you going to the desert, soon?
No. You know.
Josh
oh, that's
will make
convenient.
His pilgrimage to the center of the Sahara Desert.
Desert of Maine.
oh, God.
Desert of Maine
Let's
exists.
Not talk
Desert
about
of Maine.
It does exist.
Four
it's
a acres it is. Of sand
and nothing yeah. else.
Wow.
It's true.
Actually, I haven't been to the desert, man. Apparently, it's the place to be.
Is it now?
Allegedly.
I got some rocks there when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I still have them.
That's so
right
cool.
That's where I'm a big fan of your radio voice, like the NPR voice you were saying.
Yeah. Well, I think of that opinion as, you know, something that really is so subjective.
What do you think of the Pink Panther, Josh?
I think that Pink Panther is a general... I don't even know.
Yeah. Are you speaking of the
gender
film?
Fluid... Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. Gender fluid Pink Panther.
A gender fluid.
It was a discussion we had. We don't have to...
It is.
Well, not we had. We were... We listened.
We listened to this discussion.
Montreal.
We did not talk.
In Montreal.
We were not involved.
They were not involved.
Shout out to Pink Panther 3, starring
is that happening?
Ray Romano and Joey Bonzo.
I would watch a Pink Panther 3. They were
they were pretty good.
Couple of good movies.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I never finished my shout outs. Shout out to my parents.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Shout out to my grandparents and everybody. Thank you for listening. Love you all. Yeah, I think that's all for my shout outs.
Kevin, shout outs?
I don't have any shout-outs.
Aww.
Oh, shout-out to Urinetown. Go see it tonight, 7 o'clock, Cohen Auditorium.
Yeah, that was good, actually. I really enjoyed it. Would recommend. Mike, do you have any shout-outs?
I do have some shout-outs. Thank you.
Let's hear them.
Shout-out to Mr. and Mrs. White.
Thanks, Mike.
Shout-out to Mr. Hendrickson.
Ron Hendrickson.
Ron Hendrickson.
Shout out to Thomas for
not
being here.
Being here.
Not showing up because he didn't finish
the easiest
for you assignment.
So I finished it in under 20 minutes.
Yeah, and Mike is a
Mike. Mike doesn't
not
even
a comp sci
major.
I'm a comp sci savant. It's crazy.
yeah. So seriously, Thomas, just do better next time. Matt, Rick, do you have any shout outs?
Shout out to Ben Affleck for creating one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Wow. Talking about Batman?
That's a tragedy. Mm-hmm. Real tragedy. I'm
not saying Ben Affleck should stop making movies, because he's made some good movies like Good Will Hunting, but maybe he should stick to not superhero movies.
I heard he was a good Batman, though.
That's what I heard.
But I heard the movie just wasn't that good, and he didn't make the movie.
Oh, he didn't.
He didn't. No, it was Zack Snyder.
Wow.
Wow. Was,
well, I could have sworn Ben Affleck.
We've been had. No, he's apparently he's actually a good director, and he has a standalone Batman movie in the works. And apparently,
it's dope.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but people think that his Batman Bruce Wayne was the best part of the movie. And judging from the trailers, it looked like he kind of knew what he was doing. I really like Christian Bale.
But, yeah, Christian Bale. Christian Bale.
Big fan of the Bat voice.
Phenomenal work.
Do it.
Do I have to do it?
You have to do
you
it.
Too. You too, Josh.
Where are the other drugs going? There you go.
Rachel.
Bane.
Where are they?
Okay. I was forged by the darkness, Batman.
Citizens of Gotham.
Shout out to Heath Ledger. One of the greatest performances.
The fire rises. they expect one of us in the wreckage, brother.
That's all for Bane, too. But I like Christian Bale. Wasn't a big fan of Michael Keaton. A lot of people seemed to like him, but I thought it was very overrated. Overrated. He also couldn't turn his head in the movie, so when he had to look anywhere, he turned his whole body, and it was the best. It was funny. I don't know what song we have coming up next.
Well, it's a surprise.
I hope we do have a song coming up next, because I'm about to play it.
So. Yeah, all right. This is a radio show.
Let's hear it, Josh.
It'll be a surprise for everyone. So keep it here, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yeah. here. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. That I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes that's true, you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people, and then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. And I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
There we go. Okay. Hello, you're listening to the Oldies Power Hour with Josh, Mike, and Matt. Kevin is gone.
Thank God.
He's the worst. So that was Bill Withers. And before that, we had another song, which I don't remember.
Michael Jackson.
Yes, Michael Jackson, PYT. I haven't played enough Michael Jackson on this show.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. So we are just about wrapped up here, folks. We have... one more song coming up, which is a song. All right,
it is a song.
It isn't not a song.
It's quite the experience. We think you're gonna really enjoy it. It is by Tower of Power from their live album Soul Vaccination, which in my opinion is the best version of all their songs because it's pretty insane. Shall we play it?
We shall.
We'll play it. All right. So, thank you for listening. This has been the Oldies Power Hour with Maverick, no Goose. Thanks, Goose. And this is Tower of Power. Enjoy.
You're still a young man.
just begging you please, darling, think twice about me, 'cause I'm not so bad. I said, do y'all want to hear one more? All right, check it out. We're going to end off the night with one last song, because when all else fails,